Greetings. This is news from the Gunflint Trail. Another superior weather week along the Gunflint is into the books. Heading into the final stanza of month 7, the territory has escaped the miserable heat and humidity to date that has had areas to the south in a stranglehold for weeks. If we can get by another few weeks, the area will have had a marvelous up-north summer. Rain accumulations have slackened over the past days, but still dropping just enough in this neighborhood to keep the dust down and wildfire danger low. Nevertheless, residents and visitors can never take fire potential for granted. It's always plausible where there are people. The rising lake level of the past 6 weeks on the Gunflint Gal has stabilized and dropped ever so slightly since peaking with my DNR measurement mid-month. It seems as though this body needs an excess of at least an inch a week in the watershed to hold steady against the outflow toward its final destination in Hudson's Bay. Here at Wildersmith, we've had slightly over 1/2 inch since we last met. While talking of water, the temperature of the lake at my dock has been registering in the high 60s to 70 at a depth of 4 feet. It will get one's attention at first dipping, but becomes more comfortable after the old body adjusts. A few mornings ago, following a brief early hour thunder shower, I was sitting at my window to the forest world. Clouds were parting, and the flora was a-dripping as spears of sunbeams danced about wherever openings in the foliage would allow. The magic of the moment was captured as growing air movement had rain droplets wiggling loose from a trillion needles and leaflets. Catching the glistening rays, the rainy residuals were falling like sparkling diamonds. Whereas the masses of droppings were crystal clear, a couple, hangers-on, found a spontaneous moment in the sun, refracting light into eye-popping sapphires. Lasting for only an instant, the liquid blue gems were suddenly gone, lost on the forest floor to nourish the beings of Mother Earth. What a sparkling way to kick off another day, as the beat of wilderness enchantment goes on and on with adventure after adventure. Quiet as a windless Northwoods night, a mama bear and her 3 cubs came through a couple's yard one night recently. Although windows were open, there was no bear talk to be heard by those inside. However, the Bruno family wasn't aware of their cameo appearance on the trail cam. So like us humans in this day and age, you never know who might be watching. While thinking of bears in the woods, it dawned on me the hungry blueberry consumers are soon to be in the patches, scarfing up the purple gems. A gal up at Chickwack came by on my volunteer day last week to show off a handful she had picked on the site. So the purpliest treasures are on the way, and pickers might expect to share the patch with not only friends, but maybe a bear. We should all remember bears were here first, so it's prudent to yield without question. Canoe races hit the waterfront at Gunflint Lodge this last Wednesday evening for the 40th time. Another big turnout enjoyed the aqueous events, especially the canoe tug-of-war and, of course, the gunnel pumping. Congrats and thanks to Canoe Races Chair Arden Byers and his great crew of volunteers for putting together another super-organized community event. A report on the proceeds from the fire department fundraiser will be available next week. Finally, after a splendid program last Sunday on Wolves at Our Door, the Chickwack Nature Center has another interesting program on the docket this weekend. Plan to be there Sunday the 23rd at 2 p.m., for the story of a Wisconsin logging company which built and traveled the Gunflint and Lake Superior Railroad. Historian David Battistel will take attendees back in time for another look at events shaping the Gunflint territory. For WTIP, this is Fred Smith, on the trail at Wildersmith, where every day is great, with countless places to see and things to do.